GDEB presents The Canterville Ghost by Oscar Wilde. Part 1. The Stain. Mr. Hiram B. Otis was American. He was very rich and very important. He wanted to live in an old house in England, so he decided to buy Canterville Chase, the home of Lord Canterville. Everyone told him that he was doing a very foolish thing. "Canterville Chase is haunted," they said. Lord Canterville himself warned Mr. Otis about the ghost.
"Many members of my family have seen the ghost. My grand-aunt, the Duchess, was dressing for dinner one night. Suddenly, the hands of a skeleton touched her on the shoulders. She has never recovered from the shock. My wife, Lady Canterville, cannot sleep at night because of the mysterious noises in the house."
"My lord,"
said Mr. Otis,
"I will pay you extra for the ghost. I come from a modern democratic country. If we find a ghost, we'll put it in a museum or a show for everyone to see."
Lord Canterville smiled.
"The ghost really exists. People have seen it many times in the last 300 years. Since 1584, in fact. It always appears before the death of any member of my family."
"In my home,"
joked Mr. Otis,
"the doctor appears before the death of any member of my family. I am an American,"
he continued.
"Americans don't believe in ghosts. They are an old-fashioned European idea."
"If you don't mind having a ghost in the house, that's all right. But please remember that I have warned you."
A few weeks later, Lord Canterville sold Canterville Chase to the Americans. There were 6 people in the Otis family. Mr. Otis himself was a United States government minister. He was a strong Democrat. His wife, Mrs. Lucretia Otis, was a good-looking middle-aged lady. When she had been a young woman in New York, she had been famous for her beauty. She was full of energy and very healthy. Their eldest son was called Washington. He was tall, fair-haired, and handsome. He liked dancing very much. His sister, Virginia, was 15 years old. She was lovely. Her large blue eyes had a spirit of freedom. She loved riding her pony in the country. A young English lord, Cecil, the Duke of Cheshire, was in love with her. The youngest children were twins, Ricky and Robbie. They were often naughty, but everybody liked them. When the family came to live at the house, they drove through the woods in a carriage. It was a lovely July evening. The birds were singing. Squirrels looked at them from the trees. Rabbits ran away over the grass. However, as they approached Canterville Chase, the weather changed. Dark clouds appeared. Some large black birds flew over their heads. It began to rain. In the garden, they saw a black tree with no leaves or flowers on it. An old woman, dressed in black, with a white apron and cap, was waiting for them at the door of the house. This was Mrs. Umney, the housekeeper.
"Welcome to Canterville Chase,"
she said. They followed her through the dark wooden hall into the library. Tea was ready for them.
"What's that?"
asked Mrs. Otis suddenly. There was a dark red stain on the floor by the fireplace.
"It is blood,"
replied the old housekeeper.
How horrible,
said Mrs. Otis.
I don't like bloodstains in the sitting room. Remove it.
Mrs. Umney smiled.
It is the blood of Lady Eleanor de Canterville. Her husband, Sir Simon de Canterville, murdered her on that exact spot in 1575. Sir Simon disappeared 9 years later. Nobody has ever found his body, but his guilty spirit still haunts Canterville Chase, and nobody can remove the stain.
Nonsense,
cried Washington.
Pinkerton's champion cleaner will clean it away. It's the latest American technology.
He knelt down and rubbed the floor with the champion cleaner. In a few moments, the blood had disappeared.
I knew Pinkerton's would do it,
he said triumphantly. At that moment, there was a great flash of lightning. There was a boom of thunder. Everyone was frightened.
The ghost is angry,
cried Mrs. Umney, and she fainted.
The English climate is really terrible,
said Mr. Otis calmly, lighting a cigar.
I'm not surprised that everyone wants to leave the country to go to live in America.
Look at Mrs. Umney,
said his wife.
She's fainted. What a useless housekeeper.
We'll reduce her wages,
said Mr. Otis. As soon as he said that, Mrs. Umney recovered.
Don't laugh at the ghost, sir. I have seen terrible things in this house.
We are Americans,
said Mr. Otis.
We're not afraid of ghosts.
You're safe with us,
added Mrs. Otis.
Now let's all go to bed.